Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Let me ask you directly, do you believe President Biden should step aside as the party's nominee?
Martha, it's with a heavy heart I've come to a decision, and it's something I reflected on the last 3 weeks. And so with that, I come with a heavy heart to think the time has come for him to pass the torch to a new generation.
Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin, talking with Martha McCallum yesterday on, that was ABC This Week, or Martha Raddatz. Sorry, not Martha McCallum. I don't know. Where did I pull her from? Anyway, that's a different Martha. Anyway, talking with her, and you didn't ever quite say step aside, but it did say pass the torch a lot. Like, you just kept repeating that exact same phrase.
He will go down with a legacy, unlike many people, as one of the finest and truly a patriot American. So with that, I come with a heavy heart to think the time has come for him to pass the torch to a new generation.
I'll also say the heavy heart thing is like so forced too. I'm not saying he's not telling the truth about that longtime friend of Joe Biden. Joe Biden actually swore him into the Senate. Joe Biden apparently swore Golda Meir into the Knesset or whatever, but you know, he's been around. So Joe Manchin, to me, this was the most interesting one because Joe Manchin, who had been a Democrat until May and only recently switched out of the Democrat Party because he's much more moderate than the Democrat Party had become. You know, he's the guy that had kind of stood against some of the more radical things that, Biden and the Democrats had wanted to do in the Senate. He and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, who, you know, had kind of like prevented them from running roughshod over the U.S. government in the couple of years that the Democrats were in power. So it was, I mean, he's a big voice, okay? He is also, in my opinion, one of the people that is the highest potential nominee for the DNC, for the Democratic National Convention. And so as we are now all talking about, of course, Joe Biden has stepped aside. He has not resigned his office, but he is not running for re-election. He wrote this long letter yesterday. It's kind of funny. He writes the letter in which he resigns and thanks everybody. And then apparently after writing this, or somebody wrote the letter, let's assume he wrote it. Okay, let's assume he wrote it and posted it himself. I don't know, maybe. Okay, let's just assume. And then afterwards, apparently either he or somebody's like, oh, wait, we forgot to say we support Kamala Harris. Crap. So comes out with a follow-up post. Oh, yeah, support Kamala Harris in this, to take over the nomination to be the next president. Oh, wow, thank goodness we caught that one after we wrote the letter. So the question is, who are the Democrats going to nominate? 437-1620, 437-1620. Who do you think the Democrats will nominate? This now, of course, makes the convention really interesting, really entertaining. Also means I probably have to go. I have to go. I mean, we were going to – my boss wanted me to go, but after doing the RNC, I'm like, I don't want to. It's so much work. It's so much not sleep. Granted, I get to go back to Chicago, which is where I grew up, and I know all the good places to eat. But still, I was just not eager. Plus, there is a part of me that thinks, you know, the RNC was very polite and kind and nice, and they all loved the cops, and the cops were there, and wonderful. I just don't know what to expect out of Chicago, which, again, I grew up in the suburbs. I know Chicago. But Chicago these days is not Chicago like I grew up in it. Plus, you know, there was a convention in Chicago a few years back where they had some issues. You may remember 1968. You may not remember, but you've seen stories or movies, whatever. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Here's my analysis. This is not an analysis of who's going to get picked. This is an analysis of who would win if they got picked or who would have the best chance if they got picked. Okay, I think that Joe Manchin would be the best candidate for the Democrats to put forward. And the reason is because he will pull all the moderates. He will keep all the anti-Trumpers. There are a lot of Republicans who would cross over to vote for him who do not want to vote for Trump because he is so close to being a Republican. Like, I mean, especially now. I mean, the way Trump has moved the Republican Party away from the right to the middle. I mean, Joe Manchin could be a I mean, basically the vote between Manchin and Trump is, I mean, there's not much space between them, really. It's kind of a weird thing. The problem he's got is just general name recognition outside of the people who pay attention to politics, although anybody who does at all would know who he is. But also the problem he's got is that a lot of the, he's not a progressive, and the progressives might pitch a fit. But I don't think they stay home on him because they're so eager to thwart Trump. I think the progressives who do not like him and are angry about what he's voted on recently would still pick him over Trump every day of the week. Second place, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama wins against Trump in all the polling. Every time they ask the question, oh, thank God, please, is she running? Like, that's kind of how, 10 points. She wins. Will she run? I don't think so. Because, oh, by the way, Joe Manchin is already looking into undoing his independent status. He's already told Jake Tapper he's interested in running maybe. So, like, this is not a hypothetical. This is a, Joe Manchin's a real possibility. Michelle Obama is not going to happen unless something dramatically changes, and I don't think that it will. First of all, she said she doesn't want the job. Second of all, that she's not going to run. Second of all, I don't think Michelle Obama is going to displace the first ever elected vice president black woman in running to be the presidential black woman candidate. Like, I just don't see it happening, okay? Kamala Harris, number three. Despite the very strong negatives and the fact that, you know, she's basically had, you could say, three main things that you could look at that she could have done, and she has failed in all three of them. We'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 westbound from Pine Forest, trying to get onto 110, no roadblock associated with this accident, but it's still there causing slowdowns, so just be aware of that. Seeing some slowdowns over in East Milton, from Milton to East Milton, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to my analysis as a non-Democrat of what the Democrats could or should do if they want to win against Trump in the fall. Kamala Harris, and I mentioned the point that she got really high negatives. People just don't like her very much. But here's the advantage she's got. Now, obviously, sitting vice president. That means she's got 4 years of some kind of experience, you know, whatever that is, as a people. Administrative continuity, you know, the kind of the vision of the Biden administration. She has the possibility of carrying that out. First female president, don't undersell the value of that as a campaign slogan and what that will mean to a lot of people. And she has unspent campaign money of somewhere in the vicinity of $95 million. I've seen a lot of different numbers on this, but I think that's about the right number. And that money is really hard to spend on anybody else. Like, there's all kinds of rules about how it can be spent, and it basically has to be spent by the Biden-Harris campaign, or they're gonna have trouble with it. So a lot of money, administrative continuity, first female president, you know, black female, obviously. Despite her negatives. The problem is that she's had basically three things she could do to show that she's good at this, okay, or something. Thing number one is she could have won or done well in the nomination process in 2020, and she did not. She dropped out before they even had any primaries. So the people had a chance to vote for her or express enough support for her to keep her through even to, like, Iowa, and they did not. That's bad. And then she got way line jumped up to be vice president, like, over all the other people that did much better than she did in the primaries that year, right? So, you know, all these other people that could have been the nominee or the vice president, and then, you know, she got pushed over all of them, like Cory Booker and John Delaney and Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett and Deval Patrick and Tom Steyer and Pete Buttigieg, who got in the administration, Amy Klobuchar, Michael Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, Bernie Sanders. These are all people who lasted longer than she did in the primaries, actually got primary votes, right? So that's the second thing Second thing, she was put in charge of the border, right? She was put in charge of the border. How's that working for you? You know, that's obviously, and there's this very famous interview that she did with Lester Holt that has been played relentlessly in the last 24 hours.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Oh, if only it were the non sequitur of saying we've been to the border, you haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. But yeah, but you're not claiming to have gone to Europe either. I mean, like, it's just so nonsense. How does somebody become vice president and hasn't been to Europe? Like, that's the part that a senator only for 4 years, but still, a senator hasn't been to Europe. You live in California. You haven't been to Europe? I don't understand. It's so weird. Anyway, so didn't do well in the primaries at all when she tried to run for president. Obviously, you know, has completely failed on the one task she was actually given, be border czar. And then, you know, I don't know, just thinking about, I mean, she was actually, when she was on the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, you know, that wasn't too terrible. I mean, she was completely opposed to the views I have, and she stood against, you know, people like Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett and whatever. But anyway, so the question is, you know, has she done anything? I mean, look, people come from weaker backgrounds and become president or vice president. I don't know. I'm not going to get too much into attacking her and all of that. I think she hasn't done a good job of the couple of things she could have. By the way, the third thing is she could have been telling us that the president's not healthy. She could have been checking on the mental health of the president, because the 25th Amendment does kind of put her in a position of priority to make that call, and she didn't make that call. So you might say the biggest decision of her life was a decision she didn't make, which was to get the president to not run for re-election, and or get the president to step down, and or tell the American people about what's really going on with the president. Like, she's in on the game of keeping that from us. So 0-for-3. But, you know, time will tell. It's up to the Democrats to pick. As far as other candidates who might be the one, so to speak, Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker from Illinois, Pete Buttigieg. I think Pete Buttigieg, actually, I have a good friend who's a very liberal, and he's like, Pete Buttigieg is the one person that kind of excites him in the party right now. And Harris Buttigieg actually looks like a pretty strong ticket to me. First black female presidential candidate, first openly gay vice presidential candidate. Not that demographics sell everything, but, you know, it's not nothing either. And Pete Buttigieg is very likable, very capable, excellent debater. So Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan is another one. People are mentioning Kennedy. I think that's an unlikely one, but he's now kind of being mentioned as well. My own view, again, just this is not who I want to be in office. This is not anything like that. I'm just saying the one that kind of like scares me the most is Joe Manchin, because I think he can win. And if you want Trump, you know, I mean, Joe Manchin is going to pull a lot of people who do not want Trump, but are Republicans otherwise. So we'll see what they do at their convention and if they allow it to be an open process. Joe Manchin didn't just call on him to step aside, which he did. He also called for an open process at the convention, which Pelosi's calling for as well. So the rumblings of insurrection at the DNC are already well afoot. 622 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're great at this. They've got like this formula for how they do the listing, the photographing, the staging, the open house, the pricing, the follow-up, like all of that stuff that produces a result. They're really, really, really good at getting this result. And, you know, at one time it was getting results that were same day above list price. They're still getting quick results, maybe sometimes at or above list price. But the point is, if you want to get the best result you're going to get, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, for selling homes or for buying homes, 723-9158.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Don't miss Disney's Descendants at Pensacola Little Theater, July 19th through August 4th. Watch as the children of Disney's most notorious villains, Maleficent, the Evil Queen, Cruella de Vil, and Jafar attend Aradon Prep, a school for the children of heroes and royalty, where they must decide where their loyalties lie, with their villainous parents or forging their own destiny. Secure your tickets for the show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, The Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, where's the beef?
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio Pensacola. All the hits. I'm Andrew McKay. doesn't that feel a little bit like, yeah, it's a different format, but it's okay. I like a wide variety of music. Darkness, by the way, the band there. Let's see. We got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives. It's good to be back in Pensacola. Go ahead, John.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, too.
Thank you.
Hey, we're seeing some delays right now. If you're at the intersection of Olive Road and Davis Highway, it's kind of backed up through University Parkway. So just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 are now flowing smoothly again. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. We got, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Democratic delegations from five states have now endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Tennessee, the national finance chair for the Biden Victory Fund tells NBC News that he believes there will be enough pledged delegates for Harris to be the nominee by midweek this week. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle is on Capitol Hill today. Lawmakers will be demanding some answers over the attempt on former President Trump's life. She's testifying before the House Oversight Committee, where she'll be questioned over just how that sniper was allowed to get within shooting distance of former President Trump at the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. A lot of lawmakers are calling for Cheadle to either step down or to be fired. And Delta Airlines apologizing. Apparently the flight delays and cancellations didn't stop on Friday after that botched security update. It continued over the weekend for a lot of Delta flights, thousands of cancellations over the weekend. And Delta CEO Ed Bastian issued an apology on Sunday, along with offering some frequent flyer miles for affected passengers.
So the great irony of this story is that all of these companies got in trouble because they're using modern technology, right?
Right.
Okay. Which airline didn't have trouble? Southwest.
That's right. Okay.
Southwest had no trouble. Okay. I flew Southwest. Happy as a clam on Friday. No problem. Easy peasy getting home. Not even delayed. Like, no issues whatsoever. And it was John Pickens who told me why.
It's because they're running Windows 3.1.
What? 3.1? What is Windows 3.1? Is that like Windows 95? Or Windows XP or Windows 98?
I would 3.1 say way before was that. Before
it's
95.
Before.
Yeah, DOS-based.
Yes. They are running like the oldest possible OS in the known universe. They're running on almost space shuttle technology. Like, I mean, this is amazing.
I didn't think anybody used Windows 3.1.
Exactly. And so because they run on Windows 3.1, Southwest Airlines runs Windows 3.1, so they're not on this, what, Enterprise is the name of it?
The Enterprise Edition.
The interconnectivity, database interconnectivity software that a lot of these companies run for Microsoft these days. They were safe because they run apparently on, you know, the Commodore 64, I guess, or like floppy disks. You know, I can see like the just so. Okay, now this is also funny. Southwest Airlines on their social media says, well, look who needs old Southwest Airlines now because all of our systems run on a single Commodore 64 in a warehouse in Arlington. Go to hell. Unfortunately, it's not a real post. It was a made-up post. It's pretend real, like somebody made it look like it's a real post. Here's the extra funny part about this. I was trying to figure out if it was a real post or not, so I went to Southwest Airlines, like their Facebook page, and it's not real. And then I thought, well, maybe it was on Twitter. It looks like a it's a retweet. Well, if you go on Twitter, they haven't posted on Twitter since January. Like, they just don't even maintain their X account at all.
Twitter won't load on a Windows 3.1 browser.
Exactly, exactly. I'm surprised they even have Twitter. This is amazing. So, the most technologically backwards company in the known universe when it comes to running an airlines, Southwest, was saved by their Ludditeism. And that's why I'm not an early adopter on this technology. Windows 3.1. Oh, my God.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa Harris for president. That's the filing with the Federal Election Commission. After President Biden stopped running for re-election, endorsing his vice president as his replacement.
Harris will have to earn the nomination formally at the convention. DNC Chair Jamie Harrison said, quote, "The work that we must do now, while unprecedented, is clear. In the coming days, the party will undertake a transparent and orderly process to move forward as a united Democratic Party with a candidate who can defeat Donald Trump in November."
Fox's Jackie Heiner reporting from outside the Biden home in Delaware, where the president is still recovering from COVID. Hundreds of delegates have already backed Harris. She's raised almost $50 million in a matter of hours. A former President Trump posting on Truth Social, who's running the country, joining other Republicans saying if President Biden can't run, he can't serve and should resign. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. We've got 76 degrees. It's a beautiful morning here in Pensacola, as always. Escambia County Commissioners looking into sinking a retired ocean liner on our coastline as a new diving attraction. One local diver says it'd be a great companion for the USS Oriskany.
People have been coming from all over the world to see the Oriskany. Well, once they've seen that, we're kind of a one-trick pony. We have a few small wrecks, but nothing tremendous like the SS United States would be.
That's Kerry Freeland from Dive Pros in Pensacola. And Commissioner Jeff Bergosh posted about this possible reef on his online blog. He says the SS United States is almost 1,000 feet long. That'd be longer than the Titanic. And the goal would be to sink it at a depth where it would be easy for divers to get down and enjoy it. Bergosh says it would make Escambia County the ultimate dive spot. It would cost about $10 million to get the boat here. The Marine Advisory Committee will be discussing this at 5:30 tonight. A Gulf Breeze home reportedly struck by lightning over the weekend. Luckily, the damage was minimal. It happened at a home on Chanticleer Circle on Saturday morning. Luckily, nobody was home at the time. A family member did stop by later in the day, noticed the damage on the chimney, and then smelled smoke inside. Firefighters checked the attic. They did find charred wood where the lightning had apparently struck. They say the insulation had been sprayed with a flame retardant material, so that prevented any further damage. A Milton woman facing charges for allegedly stealing more than $1.3 million from a local electric business. 45-year-old Jessica McKinnon is now charged with fraud, larceny, and some other charges as well. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says McKinnon worked as a bookkeeper for Paul Patrick Electric Incorporated from 2019 till 2013. During that time, she had access to the company's finances. Investigators said she took money and shifted it to other accounts to disguise the stolen money. She was arrested last week and has since been released from jail. Florida Senator Rick Scott taking steps to force President Biden out of office as soon as possible. The Republican wrote yesterday on X he's planning to introduce a resolution this week urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. That amendment would allow those in the administration to push for the president's removal. Scott posted that Biden shouldn't be running the country if he can't run for re-election. He also said that Biden remaining in office could pose a threat to national security. Two motorcyclists hurt in a crash on Sunday morning. That happened on Sorrento Road. The Florida Highway Patrol says the two motorcyclists were riding side by side when traffic slowed down abruptly. That caused both riders to brake hard. They crashed into each other. Both riders were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. 534, let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain. High today staying a little bit lower than average near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For your Tuesday, another 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 76 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. News time, 6:35. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference. For you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Like sports, music, computers, or animals?
So do children who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support throughout the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Pensacola right now.
Coming up, weekly check-in for the final time this week with Bobby Rossi live from Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. Eric Trump with a little about what to expect.
I think you're going to find, an inspirational speech, but one that's very focused on, you know, putting our country first again.
And it'll be the first time he addresses the nation since surviving an attempt on his life Saturday.
Pensacola right now, 4 till 7, before Dave Ramsey, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Captain Andy Ross. I'm with Niue Dive Charters. I've been running dive charters in Pensacola for 12 years now, doing scuba diving and spearfishing and fishing charters for quite a while here. I was here when they sunk the Oriskany, which is a huge flagship artificial reef that was sunk out here. It was huge to our community. And we've been number one for a long time for the largest artificial reef in the world. And then not too long ago, we put a lot of that old bridge, the 3 mile bridge, sunk that out there. That is a phenomenal reef. That makes it, I think, one of the second largest reefs in the world.
As you heard him say, Captain Andy Ross, talking to the Scambia County Commission about the prospect of getting more reefage as more tourism opportunity. And this is something that the Marine Advisory Committee apparently is going to be taking up today, the proposal to try to snag this big ship that you heard David talking about and get it here. It's a very short timeline to make that happen within the next, like, 5 weeks, basically.
From what I understand, there's another ship that's available, and I think we really need another big flagship-type artificial reef out here. And I heard there was a big one that might be available. You guys know the county to the east of us, over there in Okaloosa County, they've been sinking ships left and right. You guys have probably heard a lot about that. And I feel like it's affecting our business, because I've got people that they come on my boat and they say, hey, I heard they got a bunch of wrecks over there, and they're migrating over to Destin to go fishing and diving. And I've even got people that come on the boat that dive the Oriskany and say, well, we're staying in Destin, but we're coming to dive on the Oriskany because, well, there's more wrecks over there. So I'm already feeling a little bit of erosion when it comes to the tourism coming over to do diving and fishing in our area. And I think it's very important to maybe get another wreck like that. And it would be real huge to put that out there.
And I did check with somebody else who I respect quite a bit on this subject and kind of confirmed that the problem of where home base is for the vacation being Destin and then coming here a couple of days, well, that's a real loss to us because it's obviously the hotel room and the food is what's really valuable to us, not the 2 days dive charter, right? That's, you know, so if we can make Pensacola, you know, a more appealing, or, I mean, Navarre, a more appealing, then they come and stay here, and then they go to Destin for a couple of days instead of going to Destin and coming here for a couple of days. That's actually true. That is the way it seems to be going. And so finding another boat like the SS United States, which is the one that's under consideration right now.
Well, they're chomping at the bit to put another wreck out there. And some of these very large ships that are as big as the Oriskany, that would put us back on the map, and we would be another, it would probably double my business, where I'd have to add another boat if we had another ship like that. So I think there's one that's available, and I think the Marine Advisory Committee meeting has some information on that, and they may actually be able to present some stuff like that for you. But I just think it's really important that we start focusing on this flagship-type wreck that would bring a lot to our community.
But the time is short, September 12th, and the price tag is not small. It's $1 million. Oh, wait, sorry. I didn't carry the zero. It's $10 million. I wanted you to get a grasp of how big the price tag is. $10 million to buy some metal to sink in the to sink out in the Gulf. Would it be a good thing to do? Absolutely. Is it a fiscally responsible thing to do? Well, it depends on where you get the money and what you think of. I mean, $10 million seems like a lot to me, but if it returns better, then it's more of an investment. And if it generates dive charters and if it brings people to Pensacola instead of going to Destin or to, you know, to our west, which apparently they also have a very vibrant diving, you know, opportunities and places over in Alabama, then it starts to make more sense. You know, how long will it take you to get back that $10 million? Will you get back that? Could you use TDT money for it, for example? I mean, clearly, it'd be a tourism thing, right? I mean, clearly, if you buy a ship and sink it, that's a tourism thing. So would I support it? It feels like a rush in the sense of, you know, a quick timing. But look, it's an idea that I'm certainly open to. I'm just always a bit cautious about being told on a, you know, about a month and a half, 2 month turnaround that you're going to try to spend $10 million and find the money to spend $10 million on. I mean, ships do come available more often. You know, I mean, I think, God, what? Aircraft? I want to say, there's been other stuff that's been, you know, mothballed lately. And, you know, it doesn't seem like this would be the only one, but I don't know. I'm not an expert in this territory. And, you know, I certainly see the value of us having it. Certainly diving is a big part of our offshore community and the income. And again, the, you know, hotels and restaurants and all of that.
There's been studies, I guess, that showed, if you read some stuff, I think that one of the professors up at the University of West Florida did, the income that came in off of for the risk, and it was like 100 to 1. So every dollar you spent, you had $100 coming into the community. So it's something to think about. And I know there's a lot of other things, priorities on the list, but I think it's a big one for us in our community to get another big wreck out here. So if you guys can please consider that when you see it come on a list. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Aw, Stephen Barry said, thank you, Andrew. How kind of him. I'm going to have to keep that drop somewhere. so, you know, there. I actually read a fairly lengthy study that came out about this from the Extension Office at University of Florida, looking at the return on investment for all of these different for all of these different dive sites that we put up. And I would say that it's kind of all over the board. You cannot take that 100 to 1 bank to the bank. There are some that are as low as it looks like 1 to 1. You know, like the money you put in is the money you get out. I mean, even at 1 to 1, it's sort of a, well, we got our money back and we enriched the life of the community. And of course, you enrich the fishing life and you enrich. There's things other than just the money you make on charters and hotels and restaurants. I didn't see that 100 to 1 anywhere in this particular study, you know, but as a source of revenue, as a source of jobs, clearly. And of course, you also have to ask the question, well, what else would you use that money for? All right. Remember, opportunity cost is always the question when it comes to government spending and anything, really. You know, you're going to buy those shoes. What would you have bought if you didn't buy the shoes? You're going to buy a $10 million boat to sink out in the Gulf. What would you have spent that $10 million on? Remember, if it is going to be through tourism money, then, you know, now you're talking about what else doesn't get done, given that, for example, we have a Bob Sykes bridge to replace. You know, the Bob Sykes bridge is going to be replaced and need to be replaced. That's the toll bridge out to the beach. And you ask, well, surely they've been saving money all this time so that we have a nice fat escrow account sitting there waiting to pay in cash, maybe. Or like half in cash and then bond the rest. No, you would think that's what the tolls are being used for, but the tolls have been used for other things. So the money sitting in the bank is, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's zero when it comes to paying for the Bob Sykes Bridge. And there's going to need to be a Perdido Key Bridge replacement coming at some point. I mean, you know, there's just... And, of course, those are tourism-related because it's tourism infrastructure. If you don't have a bridge, you don't have a beach. Economy, anyway. So, you know, where should the $10 million... If we're thinking about where's the best place to spend $10 million, a down payment on what's going to be a very expensive bridge sort of seems to make sense compared to buying a new boat that's a very exciting, shiny toy that will do a lot of good things for the local dive and hotel and restaurant community, but will, of course, put off... buy $10 million, the ability to pay for a bridge, or whatever else you might spend tourism development tax money on. 646 here on News Radio Pensacola. John's got traffic for us. John?
A traffic report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today. That's progressive.com. If you're traveling I-10 westbound just past the Avalon exit about 2 miles in, we've got a vehicle crash. No roadblock, but I'm seeing some delays in that area. Also, I-110 southbound right around mile marker 5, we've got a hit-and-run crash there. No roadblock, but I'm starting to see a little bit of onlookers there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody texts in and says, maybe we could instead put up a giant American flag. Y'all have good memories. You're so brutal. I love it. It's so mean. That's not going to happen either. If you are a business owner, you got employees, you got to deal with employee benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. You got to manage HR. You got to manage payroll. Listen, if it's going great, great. I don't want to tell you to change if it's going great. I will say that, you know, maybe it's going well and you don't realize there's better. You know, so that might be why you call Torgerson Causey and have them take a look over what you're doing and see if there is a way to do it better. Might be that it's not going well and you call them and say, like, fix it, please. I know for us, 7, almost 8 years now, I think we started using Torgerson Causey and I didn't know what we were missing. And as soon as we went to them, I'm like, oh, this is so much better because they had better plans for our health insurance. They had choices that we just didn't have choices before. We had choices with them, and they're always good at answering the questions. My wife is a very detail-oriented industrial engineer by training. She likes to ask questions, and most insurance agents are salespeople. They're not, they're not actuarials or even understand the numbers, and they do Torgerson Causey, and they always answer her questions. So my wife gives them her thumbs up for sure, which is very hard approval to get. 433, I got it, but it's hard to get. 433-9996. All right, call them, schedule an appointment, no obligation, or check them out online, Torgerson Causey at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
These natural ingredients are baked into crunchy nuggets and fortified with vitamins.
Its naturally sweet taste reminds me of wild hickory nuts.
I call Grape Nuts my back to nature cereal.
I'm going to brag on Pensacola Beach Public Works a little bit. They roll into Memorial Day, you don't hear a word. Then we roll into the 4th of July, then we roll into the Blue Angel Weekend, and then we'll roll into Labor Day. And they do a fantastic job. They're not a big group, they're not large in number, but they are very, very large in their impact on the beach. And they work very hard to keep it clean.
Wes Moreno, the county administrator, giving some recognition to the public works folks, and I share. That's why I wanted to play this, because I think a lot of times we just take for granted that people clean up the beach. And he's absolutely right. The amount of work that goes into this, every time there's an event like Blue Angels or 4th of July or Memorial Day or anything else, and they do such a great job. And every day, keeping it clean for us.
They're involved in every event that happens on the beach. Now it'll be bands on the beach. They'll be in the middle of that. Every festival, every 5K, everything that happens on the beach, they're in the middle of it, and they do a fantastic job, and I just want to say I appreciate them.
No, they really do, and I see value in giving some of these employees and divisions of the both counties, because we really do have some great employees in both counties, and the cities as well, just giving them their due, just because they don't often get mentioned a lot on the radio or on television, and I want to take a chance to do that. So I appreciate Wes saying that. 437-1620. Somebody had texted and said, you know, the problem with the Oriskany is it's not a novice depth. It's a very deep dive. Like you get, it's not just an, and this, their concern is that this ship would have to be sunk in about the same depth. No, the proposal is to bring it closer in where it could be higher and closer so that more novice divers would be able to have access to it. That actually is part of the appeal of this, is that it's not just the expert dive kind of an appeal. 6:53, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Biden's policies is Kamala Harris. Differentiation, any distinction between...
David, your voice has changed.
Sorry, that was unexpected.
You've put on a good 40 years.
Well, I guess
who was that?
I guess that brings me to my first story. That was Robert F. Kennedy, and he held a press conference yesterday right after President Biden made his announcement that he would be dropping his 2024 campaign. He believes, Robert F. Kennedy, that is, believes he could beat both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
The current iteration of President Biden's policies is Kamala Harris, who has never voiced any differentiation, any distinction between herself and President Biden.
And so there's that.
So what did I say? Did I say 30 years or 40 years? What did I say? I said 40. I overshot.
I did not realize.
Because you're 40?
I'm 40, yeah.
You're 40. 30 years. Okay, you put 30 years on.
Yeah. I did not realize, actually. Maybe I hadn't listened to him speak. I didn't realize how old he sounded.
Yeah, he's got some kind of a speech issue, vocal cord issue that makes... I mean, he's not young. He's 70 years old. But he's, you know, he sounds a lot older even than he is. Yeah, because of that, whatever it is. Yeah.
And so some clarity regarding how the Democrats are going to go about selecting their new presidential nominee is expected later this week. President Biden, of course, has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. The Democratic National Convention Rules Committee is holding a public meeting this Wednesday to discuss that.
Well, after they strong arm all the delegates in the People's Party, where we just wait for the people and listen to what they say. Right. Then we'll find out how they're going to accomplish their goal of making Kamala Harris the nominee. Right. Yeah. All right. Go on.
So what do you see happening, though?
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
You think so?
Yeah. The campaign money, the getting them on the ballot, even now getting her and whoever the vice president would be on the ballot is going to be a challenge. And there's a deadline looming for Ohio, which is really urgent.
It seems to me like a lot of the high profile candidates may not want to be attached to this year's election.
Yeah. I think there might be this sense of, all right, we can't win this one, so
things going
just
down
count me
like
out.
The
I'll come
Titanic.
Around in 28.
Right.
Yeah, I'll come around in 28.
And over the weekend, YouTube star turned boxer Jake Paul took down MMA fighter Mike Perry in a weekend boxing match. That was, in Tampa on Saturday. Paul knocked down Perry three times, beat him by TKO in the sixth round of that fight. And, of course, Jake Paul has that big fight against Mike Tyson coming up. He immediately turned his attention to that, did a little taunting after the bout. That fight is scheduled now for November 15th.
I want to say things, but I'm not going to.
David, please say it.
No.
Say it.
No, because I'd be tempted to say it in a lisping voice, let's just say. And I don't want to be the guy that gets on the radio and makes fun of Mike Tyson's speech impediment. That's just not. I'm passing. This is me restraining myself. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
If you're traveling I-10 westbound right after the Avalon exit, we're still dealing with an accident that happened there before you get to the entrance of a bridge. No roadblock, but seeing some slowdowns. And also I-110 southbound right around mile marker number 5. We've got a hit-and-run crash, no roadblock there, but we're seeing delays trying to get to downtown Pensacola. If you see any other traffics, let me know. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the 5.
Thanks for the update there, John.
You're welcome.
Best I got. But David, you're going to say something. You look like you want back on the mic in there.
No, I'm dying a little in here. Just dying.
All right. 6:57 here on News Radio Pensacola in my perfect announcer voice and nothing else. Oh, Lockheed is now delivering F-35s. They've been warehousing them for a year because the most recent technological upgrade package to make them what they're supposed to be has been delayed because it doesn't, haven't been able to do it quite right. So they have been warehousing them for like a year. It is not clear how many, but somewhere we're guessing in the vicinity of 100 that they'd just been sitting in a garage. And they don't really have space for this. You know, you can't just put an F-35 and like, hey, Bill, you got some space in that garage? And like, it doesn't work that way. It's an F-35, man. So now they're back into, you know, actually resuming deliveries. They just delivered two of them. They're not going to get paid in full for yet anyway for the F-35s, even as the deliveries have resumed. So it's just it's such a weird story. It's really, really weird. 437-1620 time for future news as John and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Secret Service, Kim Cheadle is going to be testifying before Congress. Does she last the week?
No, she does not.
No, there's. I don't know how she's still in the job. I don't know how she's still in the job. By the way, the Secret Service Director gets appointed by the president, but they don't have to go through Senate confirmation. Kind of weird. Works for DHS, by the way. So either Mayorkas or Biden, I guess, could fire her. Will the 25th Amendment ever get invoked against Joe Biden in the next, what, 5 months?
Yes.
4 months? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. Say it doesn't happen. And will we acquire this $10 million vote?
Yes.
We're sinking? No. I'm going to say no on the basis of the price tag and the short time frame for coming up with the funding.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A young child nearly drowned in Destin over the weekend. We'll have more on that right after this update from Fox. Our local news at 7:05 at News Radio Pensacola.